The maker of the PlayStation just announced a donation of $11 million to advance racial equity in the games industry. Some of that money goes to computer science scholarships at historically black colleges and universities. And diversity is sorely lacking in this space. An industry survey last year found just 4% of respondents identified as black. Khalif Adams has been working to change that.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Spawn on Me podcast. What the DOB? I am Khalif Adams. This is the Spawn on Me podcast with Khalif Adams. So you know who's hosting it? Me!
As you just heard, Khalif Adams is host of the Spawn on Me podcast. It highlights game developers of color. He's also on YouTube and Twitch. And we have him on the line. Khalif, hello.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you so much for having me. Excited
to
talk
to you. Yeah, thank you. So that survey we mentioned indicates black people are particularly underrepresented, notably black women. Does that show up in the games that are on the market?
Yeah, I would say it's only since the past couple of years, in the past maybe 5 or 6 years, where you've seen more black women be the face of games like Deathloop. It is definitely reflective within the industry. There aren't a lot of black women who are on the engineering side. You see more black women kind of on the PR side and on the marketing side. But it is a reflection of the kind of greater tech space, because it is very rare whenever I'm in rooms that are developer centric or even in the kind of higher ups where I see any black women. I am lucky enough to have worked for black women when I was formerly at Riot Games. My boss was the head of the diversity and inclusion division, you know, Angela Roseborough, amazing woman who's amazingly talented. So I think that there are movements happening in good ways that are giving more folks more space to kind of do that work. But those numbers don't necessarily surprise me from the survey.
Does that mean there's possibly, you know, in this crisis, an opportunity here? That is, if the right people are in the room, they can develop games and target new audiences. That is, it's a good business proposition.
I mean, I've always, in every room that I'm in, I am constantly championing the fact that everything gets better when we wind up really pulling everyone in on the table. It just winds up making every game and every experience not only speak to different audiences that usually get left out, but also adds another layer of flavor to the pieces of what makes games great.
I want to ask you about the Spawnies. Yeah. This is an award show that you host. Let's take a listen to some of the past winners.
Thanks so much for this award. This is dope.
Thank you so much to Khalif and the Spawn on Me team for giving us this award.
We humbly accept this award with a lot of joy and gratitude in our hearts.
So, you know, we just heard a lot of the winners. Is it important to recognize not just good products, but good teams, diverse teams making them?
Absolutely. It is a thing that our industry does not do very, very well. I think, you know, until very recently, the stories of pioneers like Jerry Lawson were almost kind of lost to history because we didn't do a good job as an industry of talking about the contributions of black creators in that space. And I would say anytime I've played a game, I've always looked at the credits and said, okay, where are the names of people who look like me? It's the reason why Spawn on Me became a show, was the idea of, you know, going back and telling my former self, my younger self, that you can be in this space too.
Yeah.
It opens up your horizon. So it is really important, and that I'm happy that the Spawnies is doing something towards that.
Yeah. And for the rest of us, can you tell us who Jerry Lawson is?
Sure. Jerry Lawson was a pioneer. He basically, if you've ever held a cartridge in your hand, you know, from a very old school gaming system, he was one of the pioneers and engineers who helped to bring that technology to life. I have an award in my studio that is a cartridge of the system that he made, and it sticks with me because he was a pioneer along so many other folks who are named and sometimes nameless. That tells me again that, like, we were here from the beginning. But you don't hear about our contributions in the ways that you should.
Khalif, last year, your podcast and some of your podcast guests were featured on the Game Awards. That's the biggest award show in gaming. Let's listen to that a little bit.
There's no other way to put it. It is scary to be black in this country today.
I'm a black mom, so I'm scared.
A lot of people in gaming communities just don't want to hear it.
You know, I'd always wanted to use my voice in a way that felt powerful. Really bring home the conversation about doing a show through a prism of blackness.
So you have a voice in the media. How do you assess if you're getting anywhere, if you're making any progress?
Oh, wow. You know, I've been in this industry for almost 12 years now. I see the conferences that I go to have more of us there. I see conversations around things like what Sony is doing with that creator fund.
Oh, the scholarships.
The scholarship fund. And that wasn't a thing, you know, even 5 years ago. So it tells me that things are moving in a positive direction. It's not as fast as we need it to be, but it is moving.
Yeah. Great. Last question, Khalif Adams. Why is your show called Spawn on Me?
Oh, man. I'm a big fan of the Battlefield series. And within that game, it's a military shooter. You're in these squads together, and you know, one of your teammates is running to the forefront.
Okay.
And usually when you get to a spot to kind of hunker down, you wait for teammates to spawn on you, kind of moving from their home base directly to where you are. The term is called spawning. So I tell people, you know, if you're looking for great information, if you're looking for a different perspective, if you're looking for a great community, you can spawn on us.
Khalif Adams is host of the Spawn on Me podcast, and he can also be found on Twitch and YouTube. And he's the creator of the Spawnies Gaming Award Show. Khalif, thanks so much for the time. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.